Next, we have Matt Wheeler. Afternoon, Matt. The University Senate's conference report.
Well, thank you for inviting me to come today. I think some of you think a professor that will not go away, but Chairman Kennedy asked me to speak for 10 minutes, so I brought my lab timer from my lab coat, right? And it's set on 8 minutes. And so at 8 minutes, it's going to ring. You get 2 minutes to ask me questions, and I'm going home. So.
I have to ask, Susan, could you run our timer, please?
Okay, so I came before you almost 3 years ago in March of 2011 to talk about research burden for the faculty. And these are some of the things that we talked about, and you have these slides, so I'm not going to read these to you, but these are issues that were of concern to the faculty, that the board listened, and a task force was put together. And today, I'm here to represent my colleagues on the task force and talk about what we found out and where do we need to go from here. So background is there's about 6,000 research proposals every year submitted, about $2 billion worth of funding requested from all three campuses. Part of the issues were increasing federal regulations, escalating audit and enforcement, and Illinois procurement barriers. And so certainly these are issues that are near and dear to the faculty. The task force was charged, as you can see here, there's three issues that we were charged at looking at, and the task force worked on both our Chicago and Urbana campus. The goals of the task force were to examine the processes, try to streamline the processes, standardize processes across campuses, reduce administrative burden on researchers, and enhance the level of service provided to the university community, or the research community. So this was the timeline. I came before you in March of 2011. The final report was completed in December of 2013. The report is a living document, so you don't have a copy of the report. Certainly, Dr. Shook's office will be willing to provide that, but it's not a map, it's a guide. Okay, and it will continue to be updated. It's going to provide us a pathway forward for this improvement of these services. So these are just some of the processes that we looked at, and I'd like Linda Learned and Linda Gregory to come up, two of the members of the task force, and just as an example of some of the things that we do to ourselves, this is the chart for proposal development. And this is one of about 8 to 10 of these that we go through on one of our campuses. All right?
You got to get a smaller printer.
So this is what we looked at it. Each one of these colored circles. Okay. Thank you, ladies. So it was a daunting task.
Can they put that up on a wall over there or something so afterwards
we
can see it?
There's a storeroom that has a whole bunch of them. You can come and see them all if you want to. So, but the report's about 128 pages. Again, it's a living document. The findings have been broken down into four areas: information technology, staffing, communications and training. And one of the things I'd like to say as a faculty member is in going through this exercise, our people do a tremendously good job. They work extremely hard. They're very dedicated, but we have not provided them with the modern cutting edge tools to do their job efficiently. So as an example, I was talking to my colleague, Jen Novakowski. If you think that of the 80,000 employees, we have at least 5 different kinds of compliance training each one of them needs to do every year. So I'm not a mathematician, but that's 400,000 compliance events. If we could save 5 minutes with each one of those by automating this, just think how much more time we'd have to do our jobs. So that's just an example. You know, there's a number of initiatives. The vice chancellors from Urbana and Chicago have done a great job, and these are some of the things that are underway. System-wide tools for the administration of research and training, so the START program. There's been a lot of work done with My Research, which is a portal that will allow faculty members to get to their accounts, to get to their grants, to help with their annual reports, and there's a lot of effort on both campuses working on this. It's going to be a tremendous tool for the faculty. The university is evaluating university-wide electronic training programs, and the Urbana campus is actually instituting a business manager certification school this fall in September to certify business managers to make them more efficient and make them more familiar with processes. So it looks like I have 3 minutes and 1 second to go. I just want to say this is the task force. These people worked tirelessly. Sometimes we met three or four times per week. And so you met Linda Learned and Linda Gregory as part of the task force. Roy Campbell from the Urbana campus is here. Is there anybody else that I'm not mentioning? Dick Messenger, he kept us on track. He is the yeoman that kept us going in days that we didn't want to work. And Christy Kuzmuth from Larry Shook's office. I mean, this is a huge, huge effort. Okay, so there's the task force, and now here's the ask. Okay, so the next steps. We still need some help from the campuses, and we need some help from the board. So to help promote professionalism in the research and administrative sector, that should be a priority. To support campus research administrative initiatives, to advocate for procurement reform. Some of this could go faster, but we're being held back by procurement issues. The hiring restrictions. And I think the biggest thing we're going to ask the board and the president to do is to empower the steering committee to develop an implementation committee so that we can actually implement the things that we actually can fix. From the campus side, to optimize operational initiatives, to create roles and responsibility matrices for both pre- and post-award staffs, to implement the START and the My Research program software programs, to initiate sponsored research staff working groups. Let the folks that are professionals at this help us go forward. To create formal training programs for PIs and for business managers to help us. And then what we're going to do for you is come back and provide an annual update on where we are in these things. A couple things in the minute I've got left. We're where we are because we've got about 20 to 25 years worth of new regulations and institutional policies. We brought on new layers and haven't taken away the old layers that are no longer germane. We need to do that. I said the staff works really hard, and we need to provide them with the modern tools. Some folks are going to need to be encouraged to do this. There's going to be some feet needing to be held to the fire. The faculty, to be successful at getting a grant, they have to be in the top 5 to 10% of the grant proposals nationally. We should expect that our administrative support is in that top 5 to 10% as well. How can we compete nationally if we don't have the staff to help us compete nationally? Everyone needs to understand the difference between error rate and risk. Error rate of 0% is costly and a paralytic issue to research. And we can't achieve it. You can never have a 0% error rate. So we need to decide what level of risk we're willing to accept. Procurement and HR were beyond the scope of this review, but they certainly color the environment. And they affect our competitiveness. The final thing, and I asked the board, I'm going to stop because I promised you I would, but I'm going to ask the board to ask Cappy Lang to think about how we develop a coordinating group in the state of Illinois from all the colleges and universities to actually work with state agencies, the legislature, and other colleges and universities so we can streamline some of these things so we're all not independent voices. We're acting as one. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions. I cut into your time, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry.
Not at all. This is great. I mean, in terms of some of the asks that you've requested, I think that idea of providing an annual update to the board on the progress is something that we'd be super supportive of. I assume everybody would go along with that and maybe target the March board meeting for that. Does that make sense? Is there a university that has done a great job in terms of eliminating the bureaucracy, the internal barriers to success?
So that's a really good question, and certainly there are examples of other universities that seem to be able to respond more quickly. One of the things that we don't know is that we may be the best, right? And by going through this exercise, we have identified places where we can improve our efficiency. And so, certainly if you look at some of our Big Ten competitors, they're able to respond more quickly. And the question is, why are they able to respond more quickly? And, you know, I think that's a multifaceted answer.
But are there publications that profile, you know, the successes in this area, or is there, there are? I mean, it'd be interesting for us to see those articles, understand what peer groups or other analogs are doing so that we can benchmark ourselves against their success and try to match it.
If I can say one last thing, I know I've come before you and we've talked about shared governance in the past. And I think this is an outstanding example of shared governance. We ask you to help us. We provided you with a problem and you stood up and listened to us. And on behalf of all my faculty colleagues, I want to thank you for listening to us.
Thank you, Matt. It's been a pleasure. Anything else you'd like to add?